Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider Tanya Faubert. Another story out of the Outlook this week has to do with Banff looking at a quota system for special events.
Events are a way to drive visitation. Events are also a way to engage the community. But too many events can be really frustrating.
It gets busy. They close down, you know, major roadways. And, you know, I really have to commend Banff for clamping down on, you know, closures to some of the major thoroughfares like Banff Avenue, how they've made special events reroute in the last year or two here.
Anytime there is something that clogs up that movement of people through, you see major delays, major frustration. That's part of it. The other part of it is there is a lot of interest in special events.
Yeah.
Do you just let every event that wants to happen happen?
Well, again, and I get the sense that there's been sort of like, okay, hold the phone here. We're getting a little bit clogged up, especially during the summer months. Let's take a look, maybe scale back. So this quota system, at least what they're looking at anyways, would be up to 12 four-day sporting and recreation events being allowed in Banff, but only four of those could occur within the busy summer months. And then it also talks about farmers market, 26 days per year collectively within the community, which would work out to about two farmers markets every week for 3 months. And again, neither of these things are outside the realm of what we have now. It's not a matter of cutting. It's a matter of making sure we don't get too much more than we're at.
We've seen the real success of the farmers market on Wednesday in Banff, but trying to do more farmers markets, which was an initiative last year, didn't quite work out on Saturdays at the train station. The train station is such an amazing spot, and Caribou Properties worked really hard to restore it. I think they're still, and along with Banff Lake Louise Tourism, working on ways to drive people there.
Yeah.
And when I say drive, I mean not in their vehicles. But for me, parking at the train station and then walking into Banff is a really great option in the summer months. Having activities there is good, but having a template or having an idea of what is too much is really good at this time, because there's always, I think, in tourism, a drive for more. Really saying this is what our community can handle for events, especially at busy times.
Yeah, it's a balancing act, right?
Exactly. So it's good to see that Banff Council tackling such an issue, because it's almost intangible. What's too much?
That's why they're reviewing this document.
Exactly.
And the draft is going to go back before council, I believe, at the end of May.